Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammy Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 62 for March 8th, 2009. Oreos! This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
Why are there so many Oreo songs on the radio? Because we got the cookie blues. It's time for the big O, baby.
Chocolate on my the big O R E O.
Icing on my lip. Sugar, diabetes, and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen.
Ooh, baby.
So I can go downstairs and cruise. I got them Oreo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blues.
Oh, she took a bite out of his head. Oh, my goodness. Was that from Shrek? Because that was the Shrek cookie man.
That was the gingerbread man. But he's singing about the chocolate-covered cream-filled blues, which when you say chocolate and cream-filled, everyone knows.
It's an Oreo.
That's right.
Registered trademark of Nabisco Corporation. All rights reserved.
Yes, exactly. Do you know that Oreo cookies have been with us almost 100 years?
Really?
That yes, Oreo cookies were developed by Nabisco in 1912. It's the best-selling cookie ever in the United States.
That's kind of hard to believe since it really, truly is not the best cookie in the world.
It's not, but it is the best-selling cookie. And what's interesting is that, you know, I was reading also about how, oh yeah, Oreos have been around almost 100 years. And they've sold a trillion, you know, cookies. And they really stole the idea.
What?
Nabisco was not the first to make the two cookie wafers.
Oh, that's
chocolate
shocking.
Wafers with the cream filling. No.
Oh, that's shocking.
That honor goes to Hydrox.
Hydrox predates Oreos because I liked Hydroxes. Hydroxes were, they were like old-fashioned Oreos.
Hydroxes came out in 1908. And the Hydrox company came out with their chocolate cookie sandwich in 1908. And then along comes Nabisco, who not only stole the idea, but ran with it and has not stopped ever since. I mean, just about like every couple of years, there's like a new twist on the classic Oreo.
That's interesting. Hydrox predates Oreos. I'm kind of stunned.
Do you want to just take a moment and absorb that?
I do. Mean, I want to, I'm thinking I want to absorb that. Wow.
You want to take a day off? I mean,
well, it was never the rivalry that Coke and Pepsi were, but I think that I always consider myself a Hydrox guy.
You know, I think Hydrox, rather than try to fight Oreo, they just thought if they took the high road that, you know, goodness would prevail. But instead, they got stomped all over.
No. Are they still around? Can you still get Hydrox?
Oh, yeah. I think you could still get Hydrox.
It's a terrible name. That's part of the problem.
You know what? I'm going to look because I did not check that. But I remember as a teenager, you know, in the late 70s getting Hydrox because, like, you know.
A Hydrox is an awful lot like an Oreo, but with a bad name. It's like, okay, here's an Oreo, but it's got a terrible name. They even have the little holes in the lid, the manhole cover that you put on the top.
Oh, this is some sad news.
Uh-oh. What?
I'm really sorry. It says, I'm reading spacefm.com, which is like a blog, and this guy was talking about how Hydrox... let's see, they were so much better tasting, but sometime around 2002, 2003, the cookies were reformulated and then vanished completely.
Mm. They were originally made by Sunshine,
right?
Purchased by Keebler. And then Keebler, oh, this is where they went wrong. In 1999, replaced Hydrox with Droxies.
Oh.
That's a bad, terrible name.
But Hydrox sounds like something that happens, you know, if you...
You put it on a cut. If you got a cut, you get a Hydrox and you put it on there. Now, are the fillings... Now, this is what I was always told, that the filling on Oreos is probably true of Hydrox, true, is basically...
shortening with sugar in it?
Yeah. Is that
much.
True?
You know,
Crisco. It's sugared Crisco.
I mean, I know that there's, you know, high fructose corn syrup and stuff. They call it a creamy filling.
It's not creamy.
It's not that creamy. And in fact, I got a Twitter from somebody who said, I wish you could just buy the creamy filling separate. And in actuality, I was looking up Oreo experiments, and there's these folks, I believe in England, who did this experiment where they wanted to see what the ratio of cookie, crunchy cookie wafer to creamy filling was. And then they scraped all of the creamy filling off out of a whole bag of Oreos and then put it into one thing. And then, you know,
they used a centrifuge to separate the.
Yeah, that's what they did. Exactly.
They spun it really fast.
And it's cockeyed.com. But anyway, they did come up with this idea. They did a conceptual rendering of Oreo goo, where it would be like a toothpaste tube filled with Oreo faux creamy filling.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was the conclusion?
Let's see here. I'm going to go down to the bottom. They scraped. Let's see. 30 minutes of work paid off. We successfully reduced a package of cookies to an essential element. 6 ounces of confectionery perfection. It made about a cup and a half of the filling. Yeah.
But they didn't really answer the fundamental question of what that stuff is. Now,
no.
See, I've been told you can melt it. Like, if you put it in a frying pan, you can actually cook with it.
Cook with it? What would you cook?
Donuts? I don't know. Confused. Something sweet? Well, it's lard or whatever. Now, look. This is good news. Well, it was good news last year. The 100th anniversary of Hydrox.
Yeah.
If you go to HydroxCookies.com, they did a 100th anniversary limited edition Hydrox cookie from Kellogg's.
From Kellogg's?
Well, they probably acquired the name in a dispute over children or something. I don't know. It was a bad divorce, and I got the kids, and she got the Hydrox name.
You got the discontinued cookie line.
I got the bad cookie line.
Aw.
So they, for one brief shining moment in 2008, they were back.
Well, you know, the thing is, in order to stay relevant, sometimes you have to constantly reinvent yourself. And that is something that Oreo has done so well, from their uh-oh Oreos that they did. Remember, they did like the accident uh-oh Oreos.
Uh-oh, Oreo. Yeah.
They did fudge cover Oreos in 1987.
Deep fat fried Oreos.
Those are a big thing. In fact, right now at the Houston Rodeo, which is the reason I actually decided to do Oreos, it's a big deal. The Houston Rodeo is like a 2-week long glutton fest. And then there's some cowboys and horses and stuff too. But
they've got their priorities right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They do the icky deep fried Oreos where they put it in like a batter of some kind. You know, I mean, like a pancake batter is what I mean. It is a batter, but it's more like a, let me find the whole thing. It's more of like a pancake. It's like that consistency. And then they deep fat fry them. And it's a big seller at the Houston Rodeo.
Would I find that under the agriculture, education, entertainment, or Western heritage section of the website?
Of the Houston Rodeo?
Yeah.
I can't imagine why it wouldn't be under all three.
Yeah. Well, I hear shopping and food. Oh, it was under education. That's probably the last place I would have looked.
I'll send you a link to it right now because I have it off some guy's blog.
Shopping and food exhibitors. In this gigantic, one-of-a-kind Western shopping mall, show patrons can purchase everything from Western clothes, horse trailers, and gourmet food to deep fat-fried Oreos.
You know, in addition to the deep fat-fried Oreos, they also make something they're called the worst kebab.
Not the best kebab.
The worst kebab.
Is it W-U-R-S-T?
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right.
And it's five unique pieces of sausage put on a wooden stick with a buttered roll at the end as sort of a
As if that it weren't greasy enough. Let's butter the roll. You know, it just doesn't slide down fast enough. If you butter the roll, you can suck them down even faster.
You know, the guy who's writing, he says, you know, what drew me to the worst kebab wasn't just my lifelong love affair with encased meat products. It was also the presentation. The kebab looks offensive, yet I couldn't look away.
Does Henry want a worst kebab?
I don't know. What are you doing? What do you need?
He's fascinated by what mommy does for fun.
Yeah, that's a deep fried Oreo. They have everything else that's battered, roasted, seared, and dusted with powdered sugar, all at the Houston Rodeo.
Yeehaw! So, you know, I actually think the Houston Rodeo has one of the best known barbecue competitions. I mean, like, that's the place. That's the worst kebab. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That looks like a Lorena Bobbitt experiment.
Gone
horribly wrong there.
Do you know, I have a letter from Lorena Bobbitt.
You do?
Yeah.
What was the occasion? Were you asking for suggestions, marital advice?
Marital advice? No. You know what? There was this period of time whenever there would be somebody sort of newsy or noteworthy, I would like write them a letter. And I wrote her a letter. I don't even remember why. And then she came on when I was doing at KFRC, and she came on and did like a little plea for funds for a domestic violence thing. So we plugged it. And then, wrote me a thank you letter.
She's saying to help the perpetrators of domestic violence?
No.
To help the victims?
She was a victim, and then she took her own vengeance. And to prevent the
Because same really, thing. Frankly, she is the perpetrator of the most famous incident of domestic violence in history.
Which has been repeated many times since.
Apparently, there's a lot of copycat crimes. And hence the worst kebab.
Yeah. It all comes full circle. About Oreos.
Deep fried. They even have a lovely neon sign for the deep fried Oreo.
Yeah, they do. They do.
America's favorite cookie, even made even better. Now, where do you stand on the trans fat issue?
Oh, I'm very much against trans fat. Very much. I think it's a bad, bad thing. However, sometimes you can't avoid it. So avoid it when you can. When you can't, you just hope that the times you didn't avoid it, I mean, that you did avoid it, makes up for it.
I do notice that in the 100th anniversary Hydrox, they were proud to say now trans fat free.
I think Oreos are trans fat free.
They should, because if it's vegetable shortening, there really isn't any need for trans fat.
Yeah. But the great thing about Oreos is, in addition to how they've adapted from, you know, having spring colors and at Halloween, they have the orange filling and, you know, I know. They also have the handy snacks, which is when they come like in a rectangle and that little plastic thing. And then you dip it, you know, like you do with the cheese sticks.
Wait a minute. Dip it in what?
Well, it comes like in a package and there's like one part of the plastic.
Is this like a build your own Oreo? So they give you the chocolate wafers and they give you the filling and then you make your own. Oh, how creative. I'm putting the filling on the outside. I'm a maverick. So are you saying you take the chocolate wafer and you scoop the Crisco?
Yeah, you scoop the Crisco much like you would the Cheese Whiz with those, you know, other handy snack sticks.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
They've also done the chocolate covered Oreos. They did. Now they have the Oreo cake Oreos. They're like kind of like a Suzy Q or something. It's more like a cake.
A Malomar.
Yes. I mean, they have really branched out. There's Oreo cereal. There's the little 100 calorie packs of the Oreos that don't have the Crisco. And then
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What's in the middle?
Well, there's nothing. It's like these little hexagons shaped.
It's just
Oreo
the chocolate
cookie.
Wafer.
It's the wafer. Yeah.
Well, you know, the truth is the wafer is the flavor. There is no flavor. If you just eat the middle of that kid will eat the middle of an Oreo first. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. It's just fat and sugar.
So, you know, there is that phrase, a kid will eat the middle of the Oreo first.
Yeah.
I was, you know, doing some more research on Oreo projects, and there's this great math project that schools can do. And this particular school that did it did kindergarten and first and second grade to find out where kids ranked on what part of the Oreo they ate first.
Yes, I am glad that the schools of America are focusing on these important scientific topics in this time when we really need help getting into space, solving the world environmental crisis.
It was a little project for the eighth graders.
Oh, yeah. Well, eighth graders can't be expected to think. Yeah.
And their conclusion
was
that the most common way that kindergarten, first, and second grade students eat the Oreos was all at once, biting through all three cookie layers at one time.
Hell yeah.
The second most common way was to eat the creamy middle layer first. And then students also ate the outside cookie layer first. And then sometimes they would go like top to bottom. So they'd eat cookie, cream, cookie.
So the whole kid will eat at the middle of an Oreo first is a lie.
That hypothesis is incorrect, Leo.
A time to play the official music video of the Oreo song. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this musical interlude as Cammie and I go eat. We've got to eat.
I'm going to have some football
water. Have some football water. Take a break. Put your feet up.
It's an original song that I wrote titled The Oreo Cookie Song.
Well, there you go. This guy's got his amplifier turned to 11.
Okay, Simon.
I don't think he's got a career here at American Idol. I especially like it that he's wearing a t-shirt that says, apparently, go youth with a question mark. I don't know what that means.
All right,
you want to try another one?
Struggles. Try the girl.
The girl?
I put a little asterisk next to one.
Because she's
the
best. She's cute.
She's real cute.
All right, here is another attempt. Must have been a contest.
It must have been.
Oreo cookie song. Here we go. Start the player. She's rocking.
Twist, flick and dunk into your glass of milk and bite into the cookie, which is your Oreo. Twist, flick and dunk into your glass of milk and bite into the cookie, which is your Oreo. The chocolate flavored biscuit, the white colored cream.
She's like the next Alanis, I think.
Isn't that a cute song?
Yeah,
I love it.
That's really cute.
I love it. So that brings to mind the whole twisting thing. So when you twist your Oreo, I was reading this one guy's blog. I can't remember which one it is, but he said, twisting an Oreo cookie, to do it well, it's kind of like giving a leper a rope burn. You have to do it in such a way that nothing falls off or breaks apart.
Oh, this is his call for gentility. It's like giving a leper a rope burn.
Because you don't you pull it apart.
Oh, the image.
If you do it too quickly,
you'll lose some skin.
Yeah. You really want to be careful with the twist.
I've never been very good. You know, I think that maybe the Hydrox was a little better at that twist. So you're saying the idea is that one and only one side should have the almost all of the creamy white filling, and the other side should be almost bereft, except for a few traces.
And you know, here's something to know: if you're like ever snowed in and you have Oreos and you're bored to tears, if you do it correctly with a thing of Oreos, you could actually play checkers with a bag of Oreos, because one could be the white side and one could be the other ones. You know,
don't want that white thing down, though. I mean, that's going to stick to the board.
Yeah, right.
And if you run out of, lamp oil, the Crisco filling.
That.
Yeah, also makes it. Here, let's try one more time. This is Matt Winder's, the official video of the Oreo song. And there we go.
This is a song about me and my Oreo. Chocolate out, please come back to me.
frustration.
Well, that is just a wonderful little musical interlude. Makes me wish I had some Oreos now.
I know. Well, you know what? If you go anywhere in the world, pretty much, you can find Oreos now. Although, I had a couple of people comment that Oreos don't taste very good in Australia.
Why not?
I do not.
They fill them with Vegemite, mate.
They may. Perhaps that's it.
That's right.
And then in China, they make square ones. They're not circular. Or they're more of a rectangle.
Huh.
So go figure that one out.
Huh.
And then in other things that you could do with Oreos, it's so amazing. I mean, people, you know, obviously there's the cookies and cream, ice cream variation. People have used Oreos for the crust of cheesecake.
Ooh, that would
very
be good.
Very delicious.
Now, do you use the white part? No, you just throw that out.
No, you can do that. You can just kind of chop it all up and then it's cold. You
that
know,
holds
and then,
it together, I guess.
Yeah. And then the cheesecake kind of holds it together. Right. Plus, you know, that stuff, the cream is not creamy. It's, you know, sort of cementish. I mean, it holds the cookie together. It would stick together with the crust, right?
Yeah. You don't have to add any gum.
Extra junk.
No junk. And then also, Oreos are used in mix-ins, aren't they? They crumble them up and they use them at Cold Stone or even McDonald's with their thing that they put the thing in.
Their McFlurry, I believe.
The Flurry. You know, they actually designed special machines for the Flurry.
It's a McFlurry.
McFlurry.
There you go.
McFlurry. Sorry.
Hey, speaking of McDonald's and that it's March, I wonder, Shamrock. Has anybody had a Shamrock Shake yet? Because, you know, I bet that would go really well with Oreo cookies. Kind of the minty, chocolatey thing. I'll bet it would.
Does Nabisco stand for the National Biscuit Company?
It does.
So, remember when the National Banana Company overthrew the government of Guatemala?
No! Yeah. Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah. With the help of the CIA. I'm just wondering what governments the National Biscuit Company would overthrow.
I don't know, but I think Burger King would have something to do with it. I don't know.
Ah.
I do know this. I just lost everything.
I'm sorry.
Oh, have you been following that? Well, actually, I think this campaign is over, but for a while, Oreo was capitalizing on the double stuff thing by having this new sport called the double stuff racing
this
league.
This bugged the hell out of me. Was it Peyton Manning? Who was it that was
doing
this?
It was the Manning brothers against the Williams sisters.
Oh, that's right. His brother. Okay, let's play a little bit of this, even though they don't deserve any, and I mean none, no publicity for this whatsoever.
There they are.
Peyton, over here. Peyton.
You are over here.
My brother and I have decided to chase the dream and become two sport athletes.
Football and what?
Guys, what is the second sport?
We've joined the League of the Future.
The DSRL.
The Double Stuff Racing League!
I don't get it. What are they eating, cookies?
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing, actually. Because then what they would do is they had the double stuff, and their whole sport was seeing who could lick the creamy filling out first.
Oh, that's really disturbing. That's vile. That's actually disgusting. And then Verena and Serena and
Veronica.
And Veronica, they did that too?
Serena and Venus did. And
I'm sorry, bad ad campaign. I'm going to have to call a penalty on that.
Plug.
Yeah. 10 yards for roughing the audience.
All I know is it didn't hurt their sales because seriously, nothing sells more than Oreos. Half a trillion Oreo cookies have been sold since their introduction in 1912.
Did you know that there's a DSRL theme song? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Double Stuff Racing League theme song. Let's get ready to lick really fast.
It's the League of the Future for the mighty and the bold. Legends will be made once the fever takes hold. Get to the arena.
They hired Tenacious D to do this. I'm sure of it. Doesn't that sound like Jack Black?
Yeah. Or I don't know what Survivor's been up to, you know, in the last 30 years.
Survivor.
It could be a Survivor.
It's
I don't
the
know.
Eye of the Oreo.
The cream of the Oreo. Yeah! Cream of the cookie.
Yeah! I feel pumped.
I know. Oh, no. So I have a trivia question for you. When Oreo cookies were very first available.
Yes.
Let's see. No, in the first 10 years.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play that again.
That's all right.
We've had enough of that. Yes, go ahead.
Talk rights. Okay, when Oreos were first introduced in 1912, they were an immediate overnight sensation because, of course, everybody was primed after the Hydrox.
Hydrox has been around for 4 years.
Then they introduced right away a second flavor, and the second flavor they did for the first 10 years.
Wait a minute. What was the first flavor? Chocolate and vanilla?
Yeah, it was the vanilla cream.
Vanilla cream.
What was the second flavor?
Pumpkin spice. Black bean and currant.
No. How about if I...
Bacon and raisin flavor.
Mincemeat.
I love that. A mincemeat.
Gravy.
Gravy flavored Oreos.
No. Now the answer is going to seem so boring.
I'm sorry. What?
Lemon meringue.
Oh, that sounds good. And did it take off in 1912?
Not so much. They kind of, it petered out, if you will, after a while. And then they just went back to the basics, and it wasn't for like another, 60 years before they fussed with it again. And then now they, then they started introducing the minty one and the giant double stuffed and,
My favorite is Oreo bean with bacon flavor. I just think that's fantastic.
I thought you were over bacon.
Not when it comes to Oreos. There's nothing like a chocolate wafer wrapped around frijoles laced with bacon.
You have lost your mind. I even put on our website, on the Munchcast website, that you were done with bacon.
No more bacon. I am done with bacon. Bacon is overrated. Bacon's history. We've got to find the next bacon.
I think it'll be Oreos.
Could be.
Or let's just get on that bandwagon and bring back Hydrox. I can bring
save Hydrox. Save Hydrox.
Say hi to Hydrox.
I think people are going to say, yes, every community should have a Hydrox in case of fire. They're going to say, Hydrox, it keeps your bandages sterile. They're going to say, Hydrox, is my Drox.
I remember Hydrox cookies being, and I'm going to have to find this, like a lemon cookie.
No. Hydrox was just.
Hydrox like a lemon cookie?
No, it was just an Oreo. You're thinking of those Girl Scout things.
Oh, God, I just bought my first box today. And, $4 for a box, first of all. And, I had to do it.
How many cookies do you get for $4? I know, because this little cute little girl with an elf costume comes to your door. And she's got the pointy ears and the little pointy toes and the bells.
Yeah, she's like a little female Spock child.
Yeah.
No, she was standing on a corner and she had on sweats and a nose ring.
Well, I'm sorry. Unless you go the extra mile and you got the sash. You got the little brownie cap. Unless
no, they didn't
that.
Have any
no,
of that.
You got to do that. I'm not going to buy it.
I like the chocolate ones.
Yeah, the chocolate mint ones are the best. What, so
we did an episode on Girl Scout cookies.
We did Girl Scout cookies already. Yeah. And just to give equal time, because my son is always worried that I spend too much time talking about Girl Scout cookies, Boy Scouts sell popcorn, and it's good. So there you go.
Yeah, Boy Scouts. Go, Boy Scouts.
Hey, kid, boy.
Bros before young ladies in elf costumes.
They don't wear elf costumes.
It's an elf costume. It's green. They could be in the woods. I'm telling you, it looks like little elves running around.
No, they don't. They look like junior
Lothlorien.
Wax.
I'm wax. Women's Army Corps.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Don't forget the Double Stuff Racing League. It's gone, but not forgotten. The DSRL. Rocking and rolling. Have an Oreo on us. Or better yet, a Hydrox. The stuff may be double, but you'll feel triple.
Think like the thunder, twist like the wind, dunk like a volcano. It's time for us to win. DSRL.
I think this is Survivor.
I think it's like Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, it's Dio, for sure.
Are you ready? Prepare to lick!
Oh! Flashpots!